John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a destiny for you to fulfill. He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to speak your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? Most importantly, what does God think of you? We go to Psalm 106, 1, it says, Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. We go to Hosea, the story. It's a story of God's unrelenting love from the book of Hosea. We come to one of the most vivid and direct examples of God's unrelenting love and one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. It involves a Jewish prophet named Hosea and his wife Gomer. As a background to Hosea's prophecy, we need to remember that God formed a covenant with Israel that took the form of a marriage. God's love was like that of a cherished husband, deep and intimate, tender, provider, and protective. God, the heavenly groom, and Israel, his earthly bride, had pledged their fidelity three times, but the bride did not return faithfully. Finally, Israel's disloyalty reached a tipping point, and it was then that God sent his prophet Hosea to teach a lesson on the nation. He wanted them to see that even through their faithlessness, he remained loyal and loving. When God says forever, he means it. When God says love, he lives it. The nation that God took as a bride had played the harlot. The people had prostituted themselves literally and spiritually in their pursuit of pleasure. But God continued to pursue them. His love never quit. God's love never quits. His mercy would not let Israel go. He will not let you go. In his prophecy, Hosea likens the nation of Israel to an adulterous wife. The durability, loyalty, and permanence of God's love are portrayed in the Old Testament by the continual reference to his steadfast love. The Hebrew word hesed, steadfast love in Hebrew means, hesed. It defies translation. Hesed is love, mercy, favor, grace, forgiveness, kindness, gentleness, patience, and more rolled into one. This is what God thinks of you. This is what his heart is like, his nature. Israel had forsaken the Lord. Through the prophet Hosea, God spoke, Israel, you have lost your way and you've turned to other gods. There will be dark consequences for you. There always are. But that does not mean my love has changed one iota or one bit. I love you now. I love you through the hard lessons you'll be learning, and I'll love you when you come back to my outstretched waiting arms. Loved ones, this entire message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. But it's not enough to say, great to hear, John, and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. Friend, God has paid a price for your sin, and eternal life is available to you now. But you must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. It says that in Revelation 3:20. So, friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in the spread. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church to fulfill your destiny. Amen. Right, this part of the message now is it in the midst of the storm. That's the message. Matthew 5:45, he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. What it's saying, we all have opportunities to get upset and live stressed out. The storms of life come to every person, no matter how good a person you are. You're going to have some rain in your life. When these storms come, a lot of people use their faith to try to control their circumstances. But I found it's better to use my faith to control myself in the midst of my circumstances. I know that if I can just remain stable in the storms of life and stay at peace, that's what allows God to act on my behalf. In Matthew 7:24-25, Jesus said, "Therefore, everyone who hears the words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock." See, God never said we wouldn't have difficulties, but he did promise we would have peace in the midst of the storms. When you face adversities, one of the most powerful things you can do is simply stay calm. When you are at peace, you are displaying your faith in God. By your actions, you are saying, "God, I know you're still on the throne. I know you're bigger than the problem. So keep your peace in the midst of your storms today. Trust he is working behind the scenes. Keep your heart open to him, because soon he will deliver you from your problems." All right, this part of the message, we'll be praying for the second hurting. Remember, healing belongs to you. Psalm 107:20-21, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would thank the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. See, God the Father sent the living word, Jesus, to deliver us from every destructive force, including sickness and diseases. He also gave us his written word, which is filled with power and life. We believe and speak the word of healing. We can expect to be delivered from every disease. As the scripture states, he sent his word and healed us. Psalm 118:17, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Friends, it is essential to make the decision you're going to live and not die. When you receive a bad medical report, you have to ask yourself, whose report will I believe? Man's report or God's report? Once you have made the decision to believe God's word, speak it out. As you speak God's words of healing from the Bible, your faith grows stronger. You receive what you say. Don't let anything or anyone move you from God's word. Matthew 5:13. And when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion, an army captain, came to him, entreating him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home sick with paralysis, terribly tormented." Jesus says to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion, the army captain, answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. As you have believed, so it will be done for you. And his servant was healed that very moment. See, just take God at his word. The Roman centurion said, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. He did not ask Jesus to come and lay hands on him or come to his house. This soldier understood authority, and he knew that Jesus was under greater authority. This is a demonstration of one who understood the power of Jesus' word and required nothing more. Simply take Jesus at his word. Every time Jesus commissioned his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. We read this in Luke 10:9, Jesus commanded us, and heal the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles to those that are listening. And the power of the Lord is present to heal every infirmity now. Now lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body that needs healing, and as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind and break every single power of sickness and infirmity, and I cast you out. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every form of disease, I rebuke you. Every cancer, you are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you're doing it right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're healing. The power of the Lord is present now. The power of the Lord is healing people right now, touching them. Leukemia, this has just come to my mind. Leukemia, your time is finished. Loose that person. And I command health and healing into every physical body. And I pray that divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment, I break your power. Everyone that's stressed, be healed and made whole as I loose your power upon God's servants. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated right now, and that the peace of God has now healed every broken heart, every sorrow is lifted, every burden and yoke, fear and anything else. It is destroyed because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have it. I can't stress that strong enough. Believe that you have received and you will have it. In some healings, the Bible says you shall get well or you shall recover. Some healings take seconds, minutes, hours, and some days. But the promise is you shall get well or you shall recover. Act your faith, friends. Try moving. You'll find that the pains will probably start to disappear. Most important, look for the improvements. Look for the improvement. Test the area and see if there is an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen? Do not let fear come on you. Fear and faith are opposite. Faith. Believe. Just believe. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in a right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. Don't hold on to grudges and being vindictive. Leave that alone. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful. We spoke through the scriptures today. Your words are powerful. Use God's word. Listen to Christian music or read healing scriptures. And do not doubt. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. And so the benediction, my final prayer is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
mighty rushing streams. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soothe all of my fears, wipe away all my tears. It's the anointing that I need, Lord. Sweet, sweet anointing down to make me clean like a
Jesus.